Where I come from, we still set up with the dead. When I was a boy, there was no exceptions to this. None whatsoever. Nowadays, we done got kind of fancy. The funeral home director may get up at 10 o'clock in the evening and say the funeral home is closed and we'll open back up in the morning at 7 o'clock. Well, we was having a funeral in Southwest Mississippi the other day, and that funeral director got up and made that announcement, and Uncle Versy Ledbetter said, "Sir, you go right ahead and close your funeral home." But my friend and neighbor, Brother Zias, is dead. And I want you to know that we ain't gonna leave him here by himself. So now you shut the front door and go on home, but I'm gonna make two of my boys stay here with him all night. Clovis and Eugene Ledbetter, they're gonna be here with him. Now they won't get in your way, they'll just be sitting here by my dead friend all night. Everybody left in about 30 minutes. Clovis could see a neon light on a beer joint over yonder across the road. And Clovis said, "Eugene, I believe I'll step over yonder and get us something to drink." And Eugene said, "I ain't staying here with him by myself." And Eugene said, "Clovis, I'll run over and get us something." Clovis said, "I ain't about to stay here with him by myself either." And said, "I understand there's four more down the hall." They sat there about another hour, and they could see that neon light on over there, and they got to smacking their lips, and their mouth got dry as cotton. And directly they decided they'd go to the beer joint and get them something to drink and just take a dead man with them. So they got him up, and one got on one side and one on the other. And they stood him up between them, and they started walking to the beer joint. Every now and then, it let the dead feller's foot drag in the middle of the road where people would think he was stepping right along with them. They went on in the beer joint and stood him up at the counter. Put one of them four-legged stools right behind him and wedged him in there, and there he was. Clovis was over here drinking, and Eugene is over here. The dead man was the best-dressed man in the whole beer joint. About that time, a fight broke out. Fist fight. Busting chairs over one another's head. And somebody took a fist and hit Uncle Zias right side the head and cut him a flip right out in the middle of the floor. Here come the police lining them up, handcuffing them, searching them. Clovis saw Uncle Zias in the middle of the floor, and he fell down there by him and put his arm under his head and commenced to screaming and crying. And he pointed at a fella and said, "You killed him, you killed him. I saw you when you hit him, you killed him, you killed him." And the sheriff run over out of handcuffs the fella that hit him. And the fella said, "Sheriff, wait a minute. I did hit the fella. But it was self-defense. He pulled a pocket knife on me." Thank you. God bless you. I love you.